Hey, everybody, this is Dr. William Clark here from the Dr. William Clark Podcast. Glad to be with you for another episode. This is the podcast where we talk about nonprofit strategy, performance, and relationships. And I wanted to talk about today developing solid, strong partnerships that can really advance your organization to its next phase and the next level. And this topic, I think, is super sensitive for a lot of organizations across the spectrum. And it doesn't matter if you're a newbie or if you're a mature organization. This can really be a hot topic for a lot of us because we're always trying to figure out, you know, what's the right relationship, what's the right partnership for us that can really advance us to the next phase of our work and to really help us navigate through what we're working through. And I wanted to address some easy, low-hanging fruit things that we can talk about and address to focus on building solid partnerships for our organizations and to jump into, you know, how to really leverage them and to see the connection there that makes the most sense. As we get ready to go into this particular podcast, I want to invite you to join us for our next webinar, Bottleneck Breakers. Bottleneck Breakers. You can visit us at drwilliampclark.com and you'll see Bottleneck Breakers webinar there near the top of our website there. And click on that register, free to register, free to be a part of this course. We talk about how to overcome fundraising barriers. For your nonprofit organization, we talk about the 8 stages of fundraising and the 8 levels that you can achieve in fundraising to be much more effective and efficient. This class is my latest class, and I think it's one of my best here. And I just want to invite you to be a part of that. Bottleneck Breakers, how to overcome fundraising barriers. Go to drwilliampclark.com, click on registration, click on that to register, and I'm happy to see you in that particular class. Now, in terms of partnership, I want to talk about 3 things here to help us understand how to cultivate and leverage strategic partnerships here that make sense for our organizations. And the goal is for you to kind of find your footing, your connection point here with this particular information so that you can determine what's the right partnership for you, what's the right relationship for you, how do you identify ones that are good, ones that are not so good, ones that are healthy, ones that need to be reevaluated for further consideration. So when you're looking at strategic partnerships for your organization, you got to start with alignment. Where is the alignment between your organization, your leadership team, and the other organization, the other leadership team that you are looking to partner with? And this really is a foundation for all partnerships because what you're looking for is the connection between values and goals between both groups. And this is true if there are more than 2 groups involved in this partnership process. But you got to find your connection between values and goals, because if there's a gap between what you believe in and what the other organization believes in, then at some point it's going to be confrontational for both groups, and it's going to lead to a breakup and a disruption of services and operations, and ultimately hurts your customer. If you're in the nonprofit business, at the end of the day, we care most about our customers. Yes, there are other things that are top of our list, top of our mind that we got to accomplish, but if we're not serving our customers, it really leaves us in a bad place where we're not able to provide the services that are most important to them. So we have to take a serious look at alignment to figure out, do we have the same belief systems? Do we value the same things? Do we approach things not necessarily in the same way, you know, in terms of how we do business, but what we care about is, do we care about the same things? We may go about it differently, but do we care about the same things? Here's a good example. Do we value customer engagement? Do we value customer service? Do we value customer experiences? We may go about it differently, but do we care about the customer experience when they come into our doors, when they contact or speak with a member of our team, or when they interact with one of our programs, right? How we do it may differ, but do we care about it? Do we see this as a premium concern for us and for our customers? So that's a value that you want to highlight and determine if there's a fit between you and this other organization that you're considering for partnership. Same thing with goals, right? Is there an alignment with goals here? Is there an alignment with what you believe in and where you stand and what you're trying to accomplish? So alignment is key. The second thing to consider when it comes to partnership is complementary skills, right? So there's a skill set that you and your team bring to the table, and there are things that you do very, very well. Well, one of the reasons why you look to a partnership is to filling gaps that you identify within yourself or your organization. And you're saying, we instead of hiring out or instead of going through professional development, a much more advantageous approach would be to possibly partner with another organization that has the pre-existing baked-in skills that we don't have. So we're looking to cover our gaps. We're looking to improve performance. We're looking to get results. And by partnering with this other organization or this other entity, we can fill our gaps, achieve performance, and get results in a much more faster and efficient way because of this newfound partnership or relationship. When you hire somebody and you decide to add them to the team, you're interviewing for fit and all this other stuff, that does matter in partnerships too. But then also you're trying to acclimate this person into the culture of your organization. With partnerships, there's not really a focus on culture acclimation between both groups because both groups have their separate cultures, their separate perspectives, separate ways of doing business. They're coming together, they're bringing resources together to achieve something in a defined period of time. And because of that, there's a much more advantageous approach. There's a speed to how partnerships try to pursue results and get results. And then once the results are achieved, then there's a disbursement, right? So there's a speed to this, and it's a different approach than hiring somebody. Also, the up onboarding of a new person, bringing them up to speed on how you do business and your various systems and all the other things that go into it, it can be a very long and expensive process versus partnering with somebody who can fill the gaps, get performance and results much more faster. So there's one more thing we want to talk about when it comes to developing strategic partnerships. And again, before we move forward, while you're listening to this, these are some of the things we cover in our webinar. We go into detail to some extent about partnerships and relationships, how they should form, how they should show up in your organization. If you want to explore this, if you want to deal with, confront, and overcome the barriers to fundraising within your organization, I want to challenge you to go to drwilliampclark.com, click on my latest webinar, Bottleneck Breakers, How to Overcome the Barriers to Fundraising, and be a part of that webinar as we talk more about topics like this. So as it relates to partnership, number one, we talked about alignment matters. Number two, we talked about complementary skills. And then third, recognizing the value of the partner. Recognizing the value of the partner. So we talked about gap filling as a real important thing for this partner to do. But when we talk about value of the partner, we're talking about what they bring to the table, right? We talk about the things that they can make more efficient. We're talking about ways that they save time, ways that they save money, ways that they save resources, right? These are things that are super important when you talk about recognizing the value of your partner. These are things that come with systems, right? Your partner brings to the table systems. They bring people. They bring relationships to the table as well. Now, when I talked about in my previous point, why it may be, a keyword, may be more advantageous to bring on a partner instead of hiring. When you're bringing on a partner and it's another organization, they bring with them an entire ecosystem of resources that a single individual might not be able to offer in the form of employment. So while they may offer similar things, you can probably believe that a partnership with the larger organization offers those same things an employee offers, but at scale, right? And depending on what you're trying to accomplish, that scale can offer massive results, massive impact. It can be very results-oriented and be transformational for your business, transformational for your nonprofit organization. And so this is why some people decide that a transformative partnership is a more advantageous strategic step for us to take when it comes to building our organization, serving our customers, hitting some of our business needs. So as you think about this, as you think about these three points, right? What leads to what goes into strategic partnerships, alignment, complementary skills, and value recognition. These are just some of the things that you want to consider as you explore relationships with key individuals, key organizations to advance your cause, to advance your mission, etc. Now, if you want to have this conversation with me, if you want to explore this with me further, schedule a free consultation with me by going to drwilliampclark.com. I'll be happy to talk about this with you and your team, and how my team may be able to help you explore developing, cultivating, and maintaining strategic partnerships to advance your worthy cause and your mission. Folks, this is the end of our episode. This is Dr. William Clark. Catch you guys next time. Bye, everybody.